Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, and I bless you and I lift your name up. And I just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see another day. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God, with another day, Lord God, that we can walk before you, that we can come together, Lord God, and edify, God. We just thank you, God, for what has been shared with us thus far. We thank you, Lord God, for the encouraging word, Lord God, the insight, Lord God, and just to be mindful of the different things, Lord God, that you are already doing for us, Lord God, and just to keep our perspective in the right place, to keep our minds and our thoughts in the right place. And Lord God, not to lean to our own understanding and to simply trust you in every situation, Lord God. You were telling us, Lord God, to just simply trust you. It may be something as small as a simple task, and it may be something as big as a life experience or things that are going on, Lord God. We think that's a trouble, but it's nothing in your eyes. Father God, we just bless you on today for your help. We thank you, Father God, for watching over our families and our loved ones. And God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to work on our hearts. Lord God, continue, Lord God, to guide us and lead us and help us each and every day. I ask, God, that you continue, Father God, to regulate our minds and, God, don't, God, bring things to our attention, Father God, Lord God, that will lead us down the wrong path and will take us in the wrong direction, Father God, even if it's internally, Father God, things that people can't see or people don't know. Father God, we release all that unto you right now, Father God, things that we have stored up in our hearts, Father God, that are contrary to any negativity, Lord God, any, Lord God, negative thoughts about our own selves, any doubt, any unbelief, Father God, anything, Father God, that is contrary to your word, Father God, we release it unto you, Father God. God, we ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you forgive us of any and everything that is our heart, God, that is not of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you forgive us of any trespasses and iniquities, any secret sins, God, stuff, Lord God, that we, Lord God, don't even know that's going on, Father God, but it's right there. We ask, God, that you forgive us of that jealousy, the envy, the coveting, the malice, the hate, the get back, the lashing out. God, we ask that you forgive us for, Lord God, any and everything, Lord God, any greed, any selfishness, Lord God, any pride, any haughtiness. God, we ask, God, that you forgive us of these things, Lord God, as we come before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking, God, that you will wash us, Lord God, and pull out, Father God, everything that's not going to cleanse us from the inside out, Father God. Cleanse us, Lord God, from the very soul, Father God, of our hearts and the depths of our soul, Father God. Lord God, heal those areas, Lord God, that was, Lord God, destroyed, Father God, because of our actions and things that we have done, Father God. Lord God, things that we were led to believe or what we thought on our own, Father God, that caused us, Father God, to lean to our own, that caused us to err, that caused us, Lord God, to think and believe we know what we were doing, Father God, but we absolutely have no idea. So, God, I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue, Lord God, to shape us and mold us, Lord God, into who you want us to be, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to remove the hardness of the heart in me, Father God, those things that, Lord God, I have raised up, Lord God, higher than you, Father God, that we, Father God, cast down and bring down every stronghold, every idol, Father God, things, Lord God, that we have raised up and thought, Father God, that, Lord God, you could not do or you cannot overcome, Father God, but, Lord God, nothing's impossible with you, as you have led us to hear on today. So, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will help us, Lord God, to acknowledge you in all our ways continually, Lord God, not part-time, like here and there, Father God, but continually, Lord God, always putting before you, you, God, nothing before you, Father God, but putting you before anything else, Father God, that our hearts would be right, that our hearts and perspectives could be in the right place, that our thoughts, Lord God, could be regulated because we are acknowledging you. We are saying, Lord God, we need your help. We are saying, God, that we're putting ourselves to the side, Lord God. We are saying that we're getting out of your way. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will continue to see about our families and our loved ones, even our children. God, that you will watch over them, keep themselves, help them in their thoughts and in their minds, Father God. Help them to remember, Lord God, what you have already taught them, Father God, and help them, Lord God, to stand upon your word and on your promises, Father God. Lord God, that you, Father God, know what's best for each and every one of us, Father God, and that we can trust you, Father God. God, that we should, God, remember the things, Lord God, that you've already done and come from a place of knowing. Come from a place of knowing who you are and who we are, Father God, and who you are, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord God, that we, Father God, remember, Lord God, how you brought us out of those dark places. Remember, Father God, how you have made a way out of no. Remember, Father God, how you have healed, delivered, Father God. Let us not forget those things, Lord God, and then take us. Father God, because we know you are faithful. You have been faithful, Father God, in every area of our lives, Lord God. You, Father God, are such a merciful God and kind God that even if we are not where we need to be, Father God, even if we don't have that right mindset, even if we, God, don't know what we're doing, Father God, you know, Father God, and we know, Father God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God, but you are the same. You never change, and we just thank you, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And God, I ask, Lord God, that you remember my sister Alicia. I'm asking, Father God, that you give her everything that she needs. Father God, I ask that you continue to pour into her, her mind, her heart, her spirit, her soul. God, that you continue to pour into her husband, Father God, everything, Lord God, that they need, Father God, that you continue to open up the understanding of your word, Father God, and then you will continue to reveal, give them revelation, Father God, of what has taken place in their lives, Lord God, that they are more than overcomers. They are, Lord God, not defeated, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you, Father God, are the one, Father God, that has caused them to endure and stand and overcome, Lord God, even in the midst of not even knowing you, not acknowledging you, God, that you have brought him thus far. Father God, you are the God of the saved and the unsaved. And even, Lord God, when they were not acknowledging you, Father God, you were right there. God, help them, Father God, to understand that you have always been there, Father God. Even as children, you were there. And everything that they have gone through, everything that they have experienced is for their learning and for their growth. God, help them, Lord God, to grasp, Father God, what you are doing in their lives and hold on to you, Father God, with everything that's within them, Father God, that they could be in unity on one accord. Oh, God, Lord God, cry, Lord God, in you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they can move forward, Lord God, and lead the past in that the past, Lord God, not leaning to their own understanding, but acknowledging you and recognizing who you are in their lives. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you would help them, Lord God, even in their thoughts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they can recognize all the passing thoughts, Lord God, all those whispers, Lord God, even from their own heart, Father God, and that they will be able to find the word to put in place and cast it down in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are more than capable and able, Father God, to make them, to keep them, Lord God, because they want to be kept. Father God, we thank you for this marriage. We thank you, Father God, for these two people. We thank you for bringing them together as one. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do now and what is to come. God, we are excited, Father God, and we appreciate you. And we tell you, God, that we love you. And, Lord God, we just thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.